Nisham Aleichem, sweetest friends, the Shir should be a special schuss for Rabbi Marty Meraz, Yishayich Yilzuz Moshe Veshtem Reis on Moshe Mordechai, Baruch Hertz Ben Sarah, or Baruch Hertz Ben Sarah Tzipora, Matan Ben Sarah, Chayo Chavit Feig Bas Michal, Yudis Basia, Esther Yudis Basara Tzipora, and Harav Henech Dov Ben Lipsha, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, we're discussing Mitzvah Shem, the famous parish of Ahayim Shemoa, in Parashas Ekev, Sefer Dvarim, Parakit Aleph, Pesachit Gimel, and again, we're going to base our analysis on that of Mori V'Rabbi, Akon HaGadol, Muflav HaMuflag, of Manzat Sal, Ve'am Shemot Tishmol, Tzai Shemot Kim Mitzvah Eschem, Ve'am Lavaz Hashem Lakechem, Lav Lav Chol Vavchem, Chol Mavshchem. And if you listen to the mitzvahs that I command you today, to love Hashem, your God, with all, and to serve Him with all your heart, and all your soul, the Archaim, the Kliyakar, the Nafshachaim, many Tzfarim talk about the idea that in Parshas Veschanim it says, Ve'avtas Hashem Elokecha, Chol Levavcha, V'chol Nafshcha, V'chol Me'odecha. There it says also, V'chol Me'odecha. And here it says, Ve'avtas Hashem Elokecha, V'chol Levavcha, V'chol Nafshcha, with all your hearts, and with all your souls. Where's the Me'odecha? Where's the Me'odecha in V'hayayim Shemoa? It's missing. And it says it in Ve'avta, in the first parasha, which is Ve'eschanan, but it doesn't say it in Ve'ayim Shemoa. So the Pshuto we can explain based on Rashi, here from the Sifri, that even though it says Ve'avta b'chol levav b'chol nafshecha, it also says Ve'ayim Shemoa, Mishum Shenemra, it's Harel Yachad, it's Harel Tzibur. In other words, it says if you love God with all your heart, etc. And then it says it again, because one is to... And again, it says to love God. So one is talking to the Yachid. The first parasha in Eschanan is in Lashon Yachid. And in the second parasha in Vayim Shemot, it's in Lashon Rabin. We say, Bishlem, we'll call it Nafshecha. What does it mean? I feel a note else Nafshecha. If God takes your soul, you should still love Him. So there we would have a Hamimim. Now that's only the souls of individuals. But that the entire community should give their souls? There... we don't know that it's dinam siris nefesh. And that's why we need a special chiddush in our parsha. Ma'avos Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. Even in the plural form, even the tzibur has to give up their life for God. Also, Mar says b'chol levavcha, and it says even b'shnei yitzarecha. Yitzar tov and yitzar hara. You should serve God. So the Zesa Akadai, she's in the Shaykh Rak the Yechidim. Below the Tzibur. So, maybe it's only a demand on the Yechidim. That the entire Tzibur, that all their Ritzonas should be only for Hashem. Is that the way the community can run? Maybe that's a little bit too much to ask. Therefore, you have a chiddush. No. I don't know how much of a chiddush it is, but more so than the individual. That all of the ritzonos of the tzibur, b'chol levav, all their hearts, even the tzibur has to be for Hashem. Now that it says b'chol modech, it's going on mamon. You have to give all your mamon not to be over on mitzvah Hashem. There's no havamina, but there's an afkamina between yachid and tzibur. Those who have seen a lot of money, a little money. What's the difference? Push it. You have to give all your money in order not to be over in Avera. You're dealing with Avera. What does it matter, a lot of money or a little money? So there's no such havamina. So you don't have to write b'chol modechem or b'chol modechem. No, you can argue that fakert. Right, that the whole tzibur losing their money is mamish pikuach nefesh. So you have a mina that's b'chol nafshecha, only individuals, but not the tzibur. So you need to come hashemah for that, also maybe the money. You need to come hashemah that the entire community has to give up all their money, even though that's mamish giving up their lives. Could be. Okay, anyway, it's subject to debate, but we're just throwing it out there. Not that Rashi says from the Sifri Kan Yachid Kam Tzivan. Sifri it says Kan Latam Kam Lamaisa. All the Shemata Masisa Mashalechem. Avni Asa Mashalev and Asati Mitarat Sichem. In other words, here it says La Avos Hashem Lokechem Lo Avdo Chol Avchem. That's Maisa. In the Parsha Vehafta, it doesn't say Ol Avdo. It only says Vehafta Hashem Lokechem Chol Avchem Chol Nafshu Chol Modecha. That's Talmud. So that's what it says in the Sifri, that there's a difference between Talmud and Maisa. The first parish is Talmud. And the second Talmud is, and the second parash is Maisa. Parash Vayim Shemot is also doing it, not just learning about it, but actually doing it. And then if you do it, then Marasati B'tahara Tzichem. Then I give you the rain. So we have to understand the Chor, what's the Kesher between this parasha? That we learn that the Ahava is even talking to the Tzibur, and there's a Kamash Malon in the Maisa, whereas in the parasha talks about a Yachad, there's no such Kamash Malon. So the parasha that tells us about Maisa is the parasha talking to the Rabbim, not the parasha talking to the Yachid. So why is only the parasha talking to the Rabbim? Why is only the parasha talking to the Rabbim tell us the Chiddush of the Maisa that you have to do, and not the parasha that's talking to the Yechidim? The parasha that's talking to Yechidim doesn't have the Chiddush of Maisa. The Meshech Chachma talks about this. If you look at Meshech Chachma, we've had some Meshech Chachma shirim, but not enough. Rabbi said Meshech Chachma is uber geschmack. Now it says v'ha'im shamoa, Rashi brings in the Gemara in Sukkah and Bava and Beis, im shamoa b'yashan tishmu b'chadash. Rashi there says, im hurgalta l'shmoa, stucha l'shmoa l'hosif. If you heard the old, then you'll also hear the new. If you're, Rashi says, you're accustomed to hearing, you'll be able to hear more. And if not, if you weren't mata ozen in your youth to hear, you're not going to be able to shachas mayos v'yulatcha l'shmoa, because later on, you're not going to be able to hear. So first you have to accustom yourself to hear, and then you'll be able to hear more. If not, not. If you hear the old, in other words, yichazi, you're learning, and you're going to hear the new. You're going to hear new things from the old things. So lefi zeh arei mitparesh kan hapasuk. Look at sivui lishmoa. So the pshat here in the pasuk is not as a commandment to hear in order that v'hayim shemot tishmu am tzai shem lachim mitzvah eschim le'avaz Hashem Elohi kechem. Because if you hear, you're going to love God, but rather im shemot tishmu b'yashem, and like the two perushim of Rashi, what does it say in Rashi? Again, one parish is accustom yourself to hearing when you're young, you hear when you're old. Another is that you hear the old, chazerit, and then you'll hear new from the old. You'll get chedushim. So im shemot tishmu, then you'll get to le'avas Hashem Elokeichem. If you do a proper shmia, what's the proper shmia? The proper shmi is like the two perushim of Rashi, either accustom yourself when you're young and then you'll do it when you're old, or chazering the old, and this way you'll get chedushim, new chedushim from the old. Well, chedushim is a tautology, but you'll learn new things from the old. Then you're going to get to ve'avas Hashem Elokeichem. But if you don't do the shemua tishmu, then you're not going to get ve'avas Hashem Elokeichem. But the question is, ma'inyan shemua b'yashem? In other words, it comes out from Rashi that only if you chazer, then you're going to hear chedushim from the old, then you're going to come to love God. And if not, you're not going to come to love God. Ma kesha. But only if you hear. Only if you hear only if you chazer the old, then you're going to see new chedushim. And then you're going to love God. Why are you only going to love God if you chazer and you see new chedushim? Mamash pela and pshat. Otzarich bir shabibeza parashin shel beavtas Hashem lokecha shel b'hayim shemoa. In both of them it says any of Talmud Torah, Tefillah, Mitzvah. And they'll hold in the same yisod of ve'avta, from loving. Let them talk about loving. But here in this parasha we have an additional inyan of nesati v'haritzachem b'ita. This is an inyan of lamala miderech hateva. This is something supernatural. And when you get this supernatural occurrence, if most of the people are doing it, not the yichidim, like the Rabban here writes, and because of this, it's only in the parasha of Hayim Shema. L'chora, with regard to the other inyanim that are written in the parasha, it's really all one inyan. So we understand why V'nasat V'tarat Zechemi is only here, because that's L'mad Megeder Ateva. But the other inyan, the inyanim between the two parashas are the same. In other areas, the two parashas are the same. So we have to understand the discrepancies. Why are there discrepancies? That this discrepancy, V'nasat V'tarat Zechem, we get. What about the other discrepancies? Let's see. In the parasha, it says, V'heo Dvar Me'eleh, in other words, mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Talmud Torah. And then it says, "Ukshatam lo saydecha v'los beninecha tefillin." And then it says, "Lo saydecha b'shirecha mezuzah." And here it says, "Sounds very alrechem yamshchem ukshatam lo saydechem Talmud Torah with tefillin in the same pasuk." And then they matam lo saydecha v'rabban shul lo saydecha v'rabban shul b'mecha. Again, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We just had the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The sounds very alrechem yamshchem. We already had the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Then we have Nacham all the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We had a Talmud Torah between Echad and Rabban. Mishut Chavay Sechav Lata Chavadei Rosh Chavu Mecha. Again, Talmud Torah. And then afterwards, Uchsatam all the Sechav Yisharecha Mezuzah. There's a different Seder than the first parasha. In the first parasha, the Seder is first Kriyat Shema Talmud Torah, then Tefillin, then Mezuzah. And in this parasha, the Seder is Talmud Torah and Tefillin in one pasuk, then Talmud Torah again, and then Mezuzah. Al shall discuss it. Other Sfarim discuss it. Also, another difference. In the first parasha, here it's V'sam Tzvarei Eile, and not V'hayu Advarim Eile. Here it's V'samtem, and there it's V'hayu Advarim. Here it says Va'al Nafshechem, and there it only says Al Avavcha. In other words, V'yu Adrim El Hashem Lachim Tzorheim Al Avavcha V'shinat Amu V'necha V'tibetav Bam. There it's only Al Avavcha. And here it says no. It says V'sam Tzorheil Al Avavcha Me'al Nafshechem. Here it's not only Al Avavcha or Al Avavchem, but Al Nafshechem. It's another discrepancy. So we have to understand all these different discrepancies between the two parashas. Between the two parashas. So, Moray v'Rabotai, ze avoda shelanu, ze avoda meod nechbedet. As hava nireh man umar b'sugiyah hazot. Al-pi divrei Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Zatzal. So it's well known what the Sefer Chinuch says in Taf Yud Ches from the Sefer Parashat Veschanan. Lashon Tefil Vishen Emar Ve'Avta and Yodek Yitzalei V'Nesam Mokom. V'Avta, I don't know what somebody's going to love God. I'm here on the Yoshe V'Nesam Chayim Al V'Vecha. Shemitoch Kach Atamakir Tzmishamar V'Ayayla. In other words, when you learn Torah, you come to recognize God. If you're Mizboinim B'Torah, you're Mizboinim Es B'Torah, Tisyashiv Ava B'Lev Be'Chreach. You're going to come to love God. When you learn Torah properly, you're going to come to love God. That's the Sefer Chinuch, based on the Sefri. How do you love God? Learning Torah. Tzacheni Rambam v'chusori Torah. What's the derech to avos Hashem yiras Hashem? Aydei sheisbon another maaseh buruv and a flying on gedolim. Yirmu chokhmas shein le'eruch v'en la'ketz. Miyad aroyv mishbarach u'mefar. So you look at the creations, and then you praise God. Ufi advar me'el and advar kolom yilom maaseh v'an olom kadei shiyu pesach me'em le'avos Hashem k'mo Hashem u'chamim. And through this, I'm going to explain various things of God in order they should be an opening to one who understands to love God, like the Chum say, that about Ava, that if you recognize God, you come to love Him. That's the Rambam in Yesod HaTorah. Rambam Yesod HaTorah says that when you look at the mass of a grove and a flame, you see God's wisdom, so you're going to come to love God. And then he explains various inyanim in saying Yesod HaTorah about creation that are going to bring you to loving God. And then he brings the Sifri Mitoch Karachatam. When you recognize God, you come to love him. The Rambam says, from Mitzvah Sarai, it's Yusuf Anar Vosei, Yisal, Vdash, Anach, Spam, Yusos, of Ma'amarov, Upulos, of Achen, Yisigeh, of Nene, Bahasagosoi, B'tachlis Ha'anoi, Zosi Ava, Mutschayeves. He commanded us to love him. We should be Mitzvahinein, think about, introspect, about his mitzvahs, and his Ma'amarim, and his Pulos, until we are massing him, until we understand God, and we are nene, we enjoy him, we enjoy perceiving him, b'tachlis ha'ana, with unlimited pleasure. And that's the Ava Mischayeves, Lashon HaSifri, since it says, v'av shem lakecha, I don't know how to love God, tam lo v'ran v'shon HaSifrayim al v'avecha. So we see in the Rambam that the Ikar Inyan is since you're going to recognize the one who said and the world came into being, that's going to bring Ava. The means for this Hakara is Mipu'uloisav, like the Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah, who brings from the Sifri, which the Chorah is talking about Talmud Torah. That's the weird thing. Sifri is talking about Talmud Torah, Mitoch Talmakir is Misham Ravai Olam. And the Rambam brings that about what? The Rambam brings that in the context of looking at his creation. And you also get it when you look at mitzvah, when you look at Torah. That's the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvahs, that's the Chinuch. And that's what the Sifri seems to be saying. So, this inyan of Hakara al Dei Pulasa, the Rambam is told in Uchot Yisodei HaTorah in the Sifri, which is talking about Talmud Torah. Because it's all the same vort. And what's the vort? The vort is that this is how you know God. And there are two ways of knowing God, like the Sifri says, through Torah, and another way is through nature. So the Rambam even uses that in Yisodei HaTorah to tell us, even though the Sifri is talking about Talmud Torah, but the Rambam uses that also as far as nature is concerned. Once you get to know God through nature, you'll come to love Him. To know God is to love God. Vine. Loshana Sifri, what does the Sifri Taka say? Vayot var meila lomen amra lefishamar vavta asisham lekach v'chol avavcha eno debes zarovim is a kadosh baruch hu tam lo var meila shem lechiv tzarchay amal avavcha shem mitoch atach makir is a kadosh baruch hu medavik biturachov. So it's mashma Loshana Sifri that the nidon is not be'ezet what derech to get to the Ava. The shayla is eno debezet zad oavim is a kadosh baruch hu. What does that mean? How is this love expressed? How is this love expressed? Not the means how to get there. How is this love expressed? Because it's not just an inyan shevelev. And therefore it says, v'hayu, shemitoch kach, atamakir es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the Torah brings one to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognizing God, to know what he wants. And through this, you're going to love God, you're going to recognize God, you're going to know his ways from the Torah. And this ahava is going to bring you to his dapkus bedrachov. It's going to bring you to cling to his ways. These are God's ways. Torah tells you the ways of God. And through this tzad, is it tzad over in the samakum? Through this tzad, that's halicha b'darkei Hashem, mitoch ahava, that is going to be a kiyum of the tzivui of ve'ahavto. Amazing. In other words, pshat is not that this is the derech to get to love of God. This is the expression of the love of God. What is the expression of the love of God? That you learn His Torah, you recognize Him. And then you're dovik b'durachov. By date sad zed, the hainu halicha b'darchei Hashem, itocha havelo yizbarach. That's a kiyum of the tzivui of ve'ahavta. Yim kein lo imayri klal ha-sifri ala derech ha-miviya le'ava. Rak ha-rambam, sefer ha-mitzis v'achinuch, shlo yaviyu ha-sefer shal divrei ha-sifri v'ma shakasov v'mizdabik b'durachov. V'chein yaviyu b'reish divrei ha-sifri. Eni yodeh keitzel oivis ha-mokom, l'chein b'shul klapi ha-derech. So the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah and the Chinuch don't bring the Sefer of the Sifri about being Dovik B'drachov. And they bring the beginning of the Sifri as saying Eini yodea ketzad oy v'samakom. In other words, they have a completely different take on the Sifri. Our gears in the Sifri is, what is the expression of loving God? And the answer is, get to know His Torah, and then you'll be Davik B'Drachav, and that's going to be the expression of love. The Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Chinuch don't bring the Sefer of the Sifri, of being Misdavik B'Drachav, of clinging to His ways, and they bring the Reisha of Eini Yodea Ketzad Oy V'Samakom, and that's how they bring the Reisha, which doesn't say in the Sifri, but that's what they have. That's how they have it. We don't have it that way, but that's how the Rambam and the Chinuch have it. In the Mela, they understand that this is the way to get. What is the means? What is the Hechatimsi to get to the love of God? In the Pashtus, that's not our Sifri. Good. So now we could say as follows. That, yes, the Parashah Ve'avta is talking about Chiyu V'Havu. And so to the Parashah Vayim Shema. Ella. The Hasim Shenemra Parashah La'achar Mashakasav Shem Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. After Shema, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and gives everything existence and everything comes from God. And then it says, V'yavta klapi ava b'machem es pulosav. We love God because of His pulos and all the mitzvahs of the Bria. Because it says, Shema Yisrael Shekenu Hashem Echad, that's Hashem is the Yachid Shepov HaSakol. U'mitoch pulos elu tovu ahava. Like the Rambam says, Nisoydi ha-toyro. Through these pulos, you're going to come to love God. You're recognizing God as the one who creates everything. And that's all in the parasha of the Ahavta. But here it says, V'hayin shemoa tishmu, tisai shemachim mitzvah eschem ayom li'ahava. V'haynu imsha tishmu b'yashan, tishmu b'chadosh. Like the second parish in Rashi, Shal Yidei, Shetishmu B'Yoshan, Tishmu B'Chadosh L'Srakim. In other words, when you chazer, your old learning, you're going to learn new things. You're going to see novel interpretations. It's an amazing lesson, right? You keep going over the old, you'll get new. Stomeret Shalimut Shalcha Yeh Ba'Avana Ve'Amkut Shemizet Targish Metikut HaTorah Va'Yidei Zeh Tavo La'Kir Et Noten HaTorah. You'll learn with Havana, you'll learn with Amkus, you'll feel the Mesikus of the Torah, and through that, you'll recognize God, and then you're going to come to love God. Shim lokach, gam im tomar devrei Torah, aval kishechasera Havana, lehargashat hachuchma sheba Torah, ein zo Torah mevia lidei ahava. If you say Torah, but you lack Havana, you don't feel the Chacham in Torah, that's not going to bring you to Ahava. The Taz and the Rechaim, the beginning of Mem Zayin, says the Ikarei Sektor is Bepilbul Amas Eman Shal Torah. That only comes through toil. And then the Torah is going to be Mashpi on you. And that's what it means. V'haya im Shemoa. V'havana sa Torah Pupula. Ha'idei shetishmu b'yoshan. Ha'idei zeh le'avas Hashem alakeichum ul'avdoi. V'asiyas ha'mitzvus. Mitoch kach yavo mizeh. Through this, you're going to get the rain. So again, we have the parish of Shema, which is seeing God created the world. Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad, God made everything. You're going to come to love God. And you see that He created everything, you're going to come to love God. And it could be what the Sifri means when the Sifri says that when you love God, how do you get to love of God, or what's is it sad? Or according to the Rambam, what's the derech to get to God? So v'hayu advarim eilu shenuchim tzchon alvecha, you learn Torah. In other words, when you learn Torah, then you realize that it's all from God. In other words, you see that the whole world is Torah. If parents keep it avim, you learn. That's about Torah. All of the Bria, halachic man. What's halachic man? Everything you see in the world, you see halacha, you see Agad, you see Hashem, you see Torah. In other words, when you learn Torah, you see Hashem is in everything in the Bria. Through the Torah, you get to see that God is in everything in nature, and then you're Medavi Gudracha. But that's all coming from Shema Yisrael Shekinah V'Shem Echad. That's of the God created everything. So that's the first parasha. The first parasha is Hashem in nature. That's how you come to love God. And again, through learning Torah, you come to see that Hashem is everything, that Hashem created everything. It's all Hashem. That's where Torah takes you, to give you, teach you that lesson. And then the second parasha is talking about Torah, studying Torah, getting to love God, loving God through studying Torah, the Iyun. And that's V'hayim Shemot Tishmu. You want to get to the Avas Hashem Elokeichem? Chazu your learning. See the Mesikus HaTorah. When you see the Mesikus HaTorah, you're going to come to love God. Ufiza Nimsa. But there are two Durachim to have. One is the parasha of Ahavta Ayde Espanim is Mais Hashem Bebriya. And number two, Ayde Amo V'Esek HaTorah. Hagoyim Rabbi Eliyahu Eliezer Mishikovsky. I think it's Eliyahu Eliezer. Or vice versa. But he was the Rosh Yeshiva in Kfar Chassidim. So, said Amar D'Gizach, Birkas Kriyas Min Shach, which is Jarek Tomek Ha-Machatz Ma-Shmai, the first bracha, is on the Bria. If you look at the Bria, it brings you to Ahava. The second bracha is on Torah. Ahava Rab is on Torah. It brings you to Ahava through Torah. And that's Shema. The first parish of Shema is the Bria. And the second parasha of Shema is through Torah. So it's Bidiyuk, it stems, it fits beautifully with the two brachas that precede Shema. So now we can explain as follows. How come we don't have in the parish of Hayim Shemoa also the inyan of Bechol Meodecha? Right? We miss the Meodecha. We only have that in the first parish. So it's Mavur B'Sigis Hashas, that it says Bechol Meodecha, and there it says Bechol Nafshecha, that there's one guy who likes his money more than he loves his body. Another guy loves his body more, loves his money. So therefore, the guy who loves his body more, b'chol nafshecha. The guy who loves his money more, you tell him, b'chol modecha. So that's all talking about an ish hamoni, that's not oisek v'amal haTorah b'pula. So even if he loves Hashem, he needs an atara, that his money shouldn't be chavi v'lov migufa. He has to give away his money for avos Hashem. The parash of Hayim Shemoa, that's talking about somebody who's missing. Remember, the second parash is talking about somebody who's amal b'Torah. He's mamish chazering, he's learning, he's getting new chadush and new insights. Chazering, nochamon, 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 nochamon. Just today I saw a story from a guy named Shmuel Yaakov Bernstein. He was a yeshiva in Chevron, and after the thing that she was Kiris Melech, one of the mamish goinim and tzaddikim of our door. He's nifter a number of years ago, not so long ago, fortunately without children. So somebody once called him on the phone. And when he got off the phone, he opened up his Medrash Rav and he chazered a Medrash about 20 times. So they asked him, what happened? He said, he mentioned the Medrash in Shir HaShirim. I didn't remember the Medrash. And I thought I knew all of Shir HaShirim by heart, the Midrashim. But I saw that I didn't remember this Medrash. So I chazered the Medrash 20 times, or however many times he chazered it, in order that I would have this Medrash down as well. And if they catch me on another medrash, then I'm going to have to chazer all of Shir HaShirim, make all the medrash Shir HaShirim again until I know it perfectly. That was Be'erach the story. So that's Schus HaTzadikim Yazav Yagam Yashia Mamish. So the idea is, you keep chazering. And by the way, this Rav of Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein was Mamish, a Mayan of Mizgaber in Chedushim. He has many, many Choshev Svarim. Whoa. Because he wrote the Shari Chaim on Kiddushin and on Gittin. He was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, among others, Talmud of Futner, Talmud of Chaim Zaitchik, Elie Lapian. Anybody could be a Kabbal Torah from. He was a Talmud of, but he was a Mamish himself, a Gaon Olam and a Mayan of his Gaber. So that's the Chazer and the learning. Akoponim, back to us, back over here. So the parish of Ahayim Shemoah, is talking about somebody who's Osek in Torah and is Chachma. So it can't be that this person is going to be so crooked and he's going to love his money more than he loves his life. So Mimela, it doesn't say B'chol Modechem in the second parasha, because it's talking about somebody who's people are all sick in Torah, and they're all sick in Torah aren't going to love their money more than they love their lives. Now in the Mishnah in Shabbos and in Brachas and in Dalit, the Darshim B'chol Modechem B'chol Mido Mido Shumodet Lecha. Whatever God does for you, thank Him. Chayv Levarich Alarok, Shem Shem Varich Alatoiva. Wait a second. So if that's the pshat, you have to bless God for the bad like you bless Him for the good, then why doesn't it say it in the second parasha? So based on what we said, it appears as follows. The Kli Yarka talks about it. Parasha Ve'Avta is talking about Ava without Torah. So when something evil comes, you shouldn't think that it's for the bad. You have to think it's for the good. So therefore the pasuk tells you, B'chol Modecha, B'chol Mido Mido, whatever God does for you, it's for the good. So that's talking to somebody without the Torah, but in the parasha of Hayim Shemot, it's talking about somebody who's learning. So he already knows from the Torah that it's all for the good. Hayim Shemot Tishmo, he's chazering his learning. So he knows it's all for the best. So in the Mela, he doesn't need a warning of B'chol Modecha. Whatever God does is for the best, he already knows it's for the best. He just has to come to B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha. This Ahava has to bring him to all of his heart, all of his soul, your two Yetzers, even God takes your life, it has to bring him there. But as far as it has to be such a strong Ahava, that well, everything is for the good, that he already knows from his learning. So he already has that Yediyah before the Ahava. So now the Ahava is not the only thing that's going to bring him L'dash, Yekol Mido, Mido, Shemodei, L'cha, Havei Modei. In the first parasha, the only way he's going to get to this Mida is if you love God, then you know that whatever he does for you is for the best. You love him, this is what he wants for you, this is what you want for yourself. But in the second parasha, he already learned Torah. He knows that God does is for the best. And maybe he doesn't need the Ava. The Ava is not the only way for him to get to the fact that everything is for the best. So therefore, it doesn't say B'chol Modecha. So that's super duper. And sweet friends, we still have a lot more to talk about. But to fast and we will go to fast, so please stay tuned. And we will see more Neflos Mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. We know that we shall continue. This was awesome.